This is Lee, and on 100% Homegrown this week, we're talking to Will and Olivia from Speed Dial, this month's feature artist, brought to you by Highland FM, Music New South Wales, and Southern Tablelands Arts. So, welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And so, guys, tell me about your band. How many members are there?
There's seven of us, which makes it quite hard to fit in some places. But, yeah, we make it work, and it's a lot of fun. The more, the merrier.
Seven. So, that's a lot of people and probably a lot of instruments.
Yeah.
A lot of instruments, yeah. Rehearsals is always a hard trek. Big cars, big full cars. People and equipment,
so. Station wagons, SUVs, yep.
It's always, and you always find a place we can practice, and then we realise we've got to bring a drum kit there, or you know, three amps or something, and then Liv and I even swap instruments now and then just to make it even more interesting. So,
So what instruments does everyone play?
So we got Wyatt on the drums. He's the youngest of the group. So me and Will, we swap bass, guitar, you know, mix it up so we don't get bored. There's two vocalists, Indiana and Lauren, Reese, lead guitarist, and Emerson on the keys.
Oh, fantastic. And so a mixture of boys and girls, very nice. And do you sort of take advantage of that in the vocals with the harmonies, or is it mostly the sounds like the girls are on the vocals usually?
Yeah, well, Will sometimes does the vocals. We have a few recordings on our EP released last year.
Yeah.
Is that last year? Last year. So it's usually just Indiana, Lauren, and Will on vocals.
Oh, Olivia's selling herself short though. She has a wonderful voice.
Shy in front of the mic, though.
As all good artists are usually. So we'll hear some more of your music a little later on in the program. How did you guys meet, and how did you get seven people to agree to all sort of be at the same place at the same time and come along this journey?
Well, it's a pretty basic story. I'd love to make up something and make it interesting, but basically we were just, because we're all in the, besides Wyatt, who's in the year below, in the one music class at school, and our music teacher one day said, why aren't you guys in a band, just form a band, because we get along really well, and we, like, the odd time we played together we sounded great, you know. And we just thought, oh well, yeah, why not. The first thing we did was actually write one of our songs together, which was Help Me Out, and it was basically just all seven of us just sat in one of the rooms at school and wrote that.
Thought, yeah, it sounds like fun. That's remarkable. All seven of you collaborated on your first song.
Yeah. Look, it'd be great to have some extravagant story about the writing of that song, but I think we chucked it together in about half an hour, and then that was that.
Yeah, literally.
Easy. Oh, well, that must have been a fun music class.
Yeah, it was so much fun. Missing it already.
No, I know.
So that was last year. You guys finished school last year?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, poor Wyatt. Sent me a message today. He's back at school. And I'm sure he's loving it.
You know, he's wanted to rehearse last Sunday, and he's like, oh, I still have school tomorrow. And we're like, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So what sort of, what do you do when you rehearse? Do you have a set to go through, or is it just like a jam session, or are you actually writing songs? Or?
Well, I mean, most of the time we're practicing, you'd have to say. But yeah, like, well, at the moment we're writing and trying to record some new music and stuff, which I think a lot of bands are now that you can do it at home, you know, with the gear that's so available.
Yeah.
The interesting thing for me was, it's a bit of a bridge here, but I'm a massive Beatles fan, and I watched the Get Back documentary.
Gotcha.
And I saw, you know, my heroes, Paul and John, they're sitting around trying to write songs and stuff. I found that Speed Dial's actually 10 times more productive than they were, believe it or not. Which I couldn't believe, you know, these are the best songwriters of all time. And, you know, and I'm not saying that we're writing hits or anything, but we're actually more productive than I think we give ourselves credit for.
Yeah, really. Honestly, like, I mean, when we get together and say, oh, these 10 songs we need to learn and practice, and then we end up finishing rehearsal with five new songs, and yeah.
Wow, sounds like you've got a bit of momentum there.
Yeah, we tried to anyway. Yeah. With COVID, it was quite hard because we had gigs lined up in Cairns and stuff. Yeah. So that, I mean, for everyone really around Australia, that got sort of thrown out of whack. But yeah, even still, we're trying to get the ball rolling again. And it's fun no matter what. So yeah.
Oh, that's the main thing. And so you guys are at that point in life where a lot of people sort of take off to different cities and study and work and things. So can you see that you'll still be able to connect as a band?
Yeah. I mean, at the start, mid last year and stuff, we were like, well, what's going to happen? Emerson was planning on going to Newcastle. We had honestly no idea what was happening. But, it's all kind of worked out. We're all just staying around Wollongong, Sydney, you know, why it's still here. So yeah, it's actually Wyatt's worked out really well. School. Yeah, poor Wyatt.
Thinking of your Wyatt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's really great. So tell me about your music so far. You've got an EP out, and tell me about the music that you've got that we're going to be sharing as part of the Artist of the Month initiative, and what sort of new music you're thinking of bringing our way soon.
Well, it's a little bit different from our first EP, I guess, in the sense that it's a little bit more based on hooks and riffs and that kind of thing, without being too technical and stuff. But I think we're slowly developing as songwriters, I think, as you sort of just grow up and you keep writing. I mean, best example is Liv's written one of the probably best songs on the album so far, and it came pretty quickly, didn't it, Liv?
Yeah, I mean, I had the lyrics and the chords, and I chucked them to Lauren and said, "Hey, Lauren, can you make this work?" And she was like, "Yeah, sure." And two run-throughs, and yeah, got everything together. But I wasn't overly involved with the writing of our EP, but being involved in the writing a lot more for our new music, it's so much fun. And I can, you know, notice that, as Will said, with every song and stuff, whoever's writing just gets better at it, you know, it comes easy. And yeah.
Do you think it's something that you can learn, the process of songwriting, or do you think it's something that, as you say, you sort of develop it with practice?
I think you definitely develop it. I think anyone can write, though. I think it's, you know, if you have an idea, it's just the skill of execution that I think makes or breaks it, really. And I mean, it's not that it's a struggle with us, but an interesting thing with our songs is, because there is seven of us, there's seven very different, you know, strings that are trying to be pulled. You know, so like a lot of our songs, for example, Wyatt and Reese will come with a lot of sort of classic rock ideas, Liv and Lauren and Indy with maybe some like more indie pop stuff, me with like funk, you know, sort of thing, and Emerson comes with a lot of like darker rock stuff. And at the end of the day, you've got these quiet,
wow,
interesting songs with a lot of ingredients in them, you know. And usually one of us not really liking the song. But no, it all works at the end of the day. And like we said, it's just so much fun, you know, to write and then to get the whole band playing your songs. And, yeah, we'd love to do it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so I hear that you have a thing about phones in your songs. What's that about?
Honestly, have no idea where that came from. I mean,
I
guess it's the name, Speed Dial. Like,
we took months to come up with that name.
Yeah.
Literally months. Because, yep, like, every name we thought of, we were like, I mean, I can't remember them now, like Nature Reserve or something was one,
yeah,
of them. Average Kid Paul, that was one of Lauren's ideas.
I think we were Average Kid Paul for a good few months.
Yeah, then. I think that was the front runner. But
yeah,
I don't know what the album cover would have been. Yeah, so then I think, yeah, we just came up with Speed Dial one day and it sort of stuck. And yeah, obviously with Speed Dial come, you know, phone and car associations and stuff. So we, yeah, just ran with that. And yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
And we've always talked about themes and stuff. Not that the first EP really had a theme, but we like that phone theme. A lot of bands,
yeah,
have that sometimes.
And, yeah.
And that yellow phone that you may see on Spotify and Apple Music, if I can plug that in there. It's quite eye catching now. So
yeah,
we quite like them.
Very retro. Yeah. So Olivia, what does music mean to you?
Oh, everything. not a day goes by where I'm not listening to music and playing music and writing music. And like, I've been around it since I was 3 or 4. That's when I started learning instruments, but I don't have an overly musical family, so I don't really know where that sprouted from. Like, you know, I have cousins and stuff that play, but kind of just, you know, came from hearing music in the car and thinking it was really cool, and then wanting to make my own. And I think it's great. I think it's a great outlet. And I don't think year 12 and year 11 would have been as easy as it was without it. It's a good escape from everything.
Mm, mm. And what about you, Will? What does the band mean to you?
Oh, nothing. everything. I've loved it ever since we started, because it's become a little, you know, family all of a sudden. I just stopped tearing up there. Yeah, no, it's great. And it just gives you an excuse to hang out with people, you know, which I think, like, now that I've sort of left school and I'm becoming wiser in my old age, I'm sort of realizing, you know, you need these excuses to get together and stuff. And I think that's our sort of greatest motivation at the end of the day, to stay together. As much as we, you know, want to write and play and perform and all these, our originals and, you know, covers and stuff that we love to do, we just sort of like being together, really.
That's a good reason.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, that's a great reason. This is Lee from 100% Homegrown. I'm talking to Olivia and Will from Speed Dial as part of our 100% Homegrown Feature Artist of the Month. So, Will, tell me, have you guys been performing any gigs, COVID permitting, and have you got some, you know, opportunities coming up to perform some live gigs?
We do, thank God. It's been sort of a long time coming since COVID. But yeah, they're all local based for the minute, which is fantastic. Because I think, like, growing up, I always used to see, like, my brother's bands and stuff playing at all the venues around here, which there is, you know, plenty, and they're all fantastic. So yeah, really excited to be performing around here. There's a few we've got in February and then a couple in March so far.
Great, good timing. We'll get those details and put them on our website for our listeners to check out the local gigs around. Are they all around the Southern Highlands, or are you travelling around?
Might expand soon, but for the minute, they're all Southern Highlands.
Okay, no problem at all. And how can people find out more about the band and your gigs and your song releases?
All of it's released on our Instagram. What is it? Official Speed Dial. Official Speed Dial. We post everything that's coming up, everything we're doing, you know, all of our gigs are announced on there. Keep up with us.
If you want to be part of the fan base, just
jump onto Instagram. And can you tell me, is there a particular song that we're going to put some of your songs up on our website so that people can listen to them from the website? Is there any particular song that you can tell me a little bit about, why you wrote it, what's the meaning about it? So tell me about some of your music. What's some of your songs and the meaning behind them?
Well, we had 5 songs on our EP, and, you know, a lot of them were, you know, personal lyrics. Most of the lyrics from each song came from one person, and I'm sure there's a lot of backstory to them, but I know Indiana's song Blinded, that was about an experience she had, you know, teenage love, where, you know, quite a lot of the songs are based off. But our title song, Help Me Out, that we wrote in class, that was based off mental health, you know, seeking help. And
It was funny, though. It was actually because I wrote the chorus and Lauren and Indy wrote the verses. And it was sort of in hindsight we found meaning, I think, because I was just trying to come up with a hook, basically, of, Help Me Out. Sort of Lauren found more meaning in it than I did. And we went with that, but I always love those sort of songs that sort of the lyrics don't always quite match the, I guess, theme of the song.
That means everyone sort of makes their own meaning when they hear it, when they're listening to it, so that's pretty good. All right, guys. Well, thank you for coming in and having a chat to us. We're really excited to be featuring Speed Dial this month as Artist of the Month. And you can find out more details about the initiative and the band on our website, highlandfm.org.au. We are done.
Beautiful.
Nice.